Thank you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Celestial Bodies is a critically acclaimed production by Joburg Ballet and choreographed by Naledi Award-winning Mario Gaglione. It has a short run at the UJ Arts and Culture Auditorium. Italian-born, Mario studied dance in Italy and the UK and has performed just about everywhere around the world. He is my guest now to tell me more. Mario, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
The show has been described as a visual cosmic spectacle, exploring energy, movement, and the connection to the universe. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect.
People can expect something that they've never really seen, which is a blend of science, dance, music, and visuals. It is not every day that you get to experience science through the lenses of art, especially in dance form, because you wouldn't imagine a person embodying a star or a planet or a black hole. And yet, this is what we're bringing onto the stage.
Celestial Bodies is such a beautiful title for it. And I have actually had Dr. Luca, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, Patiga and Yashin Modi as my guests before to explain the concept of the universe. Tell me how hard it was to turn a concept like that and music like that into a dance.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't find it too challenging from the point of view of creating movement, simply because the dancers that I work with, which are the dancers of Joburg Ballet, are simply magnificent. And they really understand the type of choreographer that I am by now, because I've been working with them for a long time. And they have a lot of art in their souls. So whenever we'd be creating movements, it wouldn't just be me making steps in a sequence. It would be a very collaborative process where their voices and their talent and their artistry would transpire through their bodies. So we would just listen to the beautiful music from Yash, and I would just study the story from Luca. And with that in mind, we'd be creating beautiful sequences, and then we would adapt and shift them and change them and fix them depending on what their ability is. I really enjoy the collaborative process because I always want to take the best out of the dancers that I'm working with. And in this case, it's been an amazing, amazing process. They are all amazing, amazing dancers, hence the title Celestial Bodies.
I love the title. I think suggests perfectly what it is that's happening on stage. For those of my audience members who don't know what the story between Luke and Yashin is, can you just explain that?
Yes. So, funny enough, 2 years ago, I also didn't know about them. They formed the universe on stage, and I went to see their show Hidden Giants back in September 2024 here at Joburg Theatre. And I didn't know what to expect. I had never seen the universe on a stage. So I left the studio, I left the show feeling so amazed by what they have. And it's, they explain science through this very philosophical story. And they go through different, obviously, explanation moments. They go through poetic moments, all of them accompanied by Yashin's beautiful composition and with stunning visuals at the back, projected at the back. So I decided to go up to them and ask them, can I please collaborate with you guys? I think the element of ballet would bring this show even further. And that's how the show was born. But they're very interesting duo. They're both very creative people. So when I got into this mix, it was having three minds that were thinking about the same thing in very different styles. So I was bringing movement in. Luca was bringing the story, and Yashin was bringing the music. Somehow we all connected, and this is what happened.
Has Celestial Bodies been performed before?
In October 2025, so a few months ago, here at the Joburg Theatre. So this time around, we are taking it to the UJ on the 18th and 19th of April, which is just tomorrow and Sunday, as a reproduction of the show. I have actually had more time now to improve on certain elements, to refine other parts, to add a little bit more of a dramatic element to it. So for people who had seen it before, I think they'll be surprised by this year's rendition. It keeps most of the elements from the original, but it's a step above it.
Why only two nights?
You know, it's very difficult here in Johannesburg to get venues and to get availability, because it's a very buzzing city and there's always something going on. We were fortunate enough to do one show this past Tuesday that was sponsored by the Italian Institute of Culture Pretoria. And then we decided to add more to this week. And unfortunately, the theater could only accommodate those two dates. My wish is to one day bring it around the country, and if not, even in the world.
Yeah, I think it. I love the concept. And I said to them at the time, I wish I had been taught physics in a more interesting and engaging way that seemed more relatable to me, not having that kind of mind. Tell me a little bit about transitioning from a dancer to a choreographer.
It is a very interesting thing, because as a dancer, you are used to being told or directed on what to do and how to do it. When you're in the front of the room and you're there creating on other people, you understand both sides of the coin. So it is very rewarding. It is also very difficult, because you have to understand that what works in your mind doesn't necessarily translate into reality. So you have to work and make sure that the people that you have available to create on understand, first of all, your style, your point, and your message. But then you're open enough to get their input and their vision and their style into the mix. So it's never really what you're saying. It's, again, something that comes out of both parts of the process, from the choreographer and from the dancer. It's a process that I really, really enjoy, and I find it very opening, and it makes me realize much more about my dancing as well. So when I am dancing and I've got someone in front of me, I have a much better understanding of how to follow the direction and how to give them as much as I can.
I like what you said about it being collaborative, because, as you say, Joburg ballet dancers are world class. I'm sure you've traveled the world, you've danced. You must agree with me that it is.
Yes.
We have such talent in this country, and I've
100%.
Never seen them and not been completely excited and bowled over.
Yes.
So when you talk about this being a collaborative event, it must be also wonderful to get their input.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's only so much that one person can. As amazing as one creator can be, there are so many more possibilities when you get more creatives into the mix. You can listen to what they have to say, they listen to what you have to say, and we get the best of both worlds. You see perspectives that you wouldn't necessarily see from the get-go by yourself. And that is a great thing about collaborating.
Yeah. Okay, for those who are able to make it, and I really urge our community to go and see it, because I think it must be incredibly special. It is taking place this weekend, is Saturday and Sunday evening at the UJ Theatre. Where does one buy tickets?
So you can find them on Quicket. You just go onto Quicket website and you can just type Celestial Bodies. That's the easiest and fastest way to find them. There is one show at 2 p.m. on Saturday, one show at 7 p.m. on the Saturday as well, the 18th, and then one show on Sunday, the 19th of April at 2 p.m. Otherwise, people can simply just go on the Joburg Ballet's website or their social media. On Instagram and Facebook, you just type Joburg Ballet and there will be a link there that can direct people to the ticket sales. There are still a few left, but I would urge people to get theirs quickly.
Yeah, I can imagine that it will sell out quickly. And Mario, please come back on when you have another show again, because I think it would be really nice to know more about it. But thank you very much for joining me. That was Mario Gaglioni, and he was talking about Celestial Bodies, which is coming on this weekend at the UJ Arts and Culture Auditorium.